Muchas gracias, señora.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to you and thank you to the Deputy Chairs for the presentations that we've had this afternoon. And I think this gives us a very clear picture of what the committee has done and how its work has developed over the last 2 years and circumstances that were really difficult because of COVID and because of the various restrictions that we faced arising from that. And we also note the follow-up that you gave in many ways, and particularly you looked at the emergency rules that have been brought in as part of their COVID reaction by many countries, and we are grateful for the work that you did. And we also note the action that has been taken to try and update and to make the work more efficient. And together with other treaty bodies, I think for countries, it's very important that we consolidate working methods, that we have a calendar for reports, and this has to be something that's consolidated, because in that way we can organize more effectively. And as you know, all of you, Mexico is a member of all the human rights treaties, and we do what we can to meet all our obligations in terms of reporting and follow-up and so on. And we also appreciate the fact that we're simplifying the list of questions, because this will make sure that there will be a follow-up to the priority questions, and that is something that we're keen on. And could I also point out that one of the matters that we've heard about regarding delay and overload in terms of communication, individual communications, what we would like to ask is see whether we have taken measures to restrict the scope of these individual communications, and to see what has happened in other bodies, for example. Now, we've heard that there are child rights, forced disappearances and discriminations, and these might fall within other bodies. And perhaps we could look at what we might do to avoid duplication in those areas. Thank you, Madam Chair.